Thanks for joining us on episode 911 of the Inspired Stewardship Podcast.
Hey, I'm Roger Whitney. I challenge you to invest in yourself, invest in others, develop your influence, and impact the world by using your time, your talent, and your treasures to live out your calling. Having the ability to work for your future is a key. Having the ability to work for... One more set. Having the ability... I'll pause a second. Having the ability to work for your future is key. And one way to be inspired to do that is to listen to this, the Inspired Stewardship Podcast with my friend, Scott Mader. What are your values? Because your values represent how you want to live your life, right? How you express your values. So principle one is know what your values are, what you believe in. And then from there, create a strategy for how do you express those values and how you live.
Welcome and thank you for joining us on the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. If you truly desire to become the person who God wants you to be, then you must learn to use your time, your talent, and your treasures for your true calling. In the Inspired Stewardship Podcast, you will learn to invest in yourself, invest in others, and develop your influence so that you can impact the world.
In today's interview with Roger Whitney, the retirement answer man, I asked Roger about how you can really make a dent in the universe. I also asked Roger to share the impact that he hopes he's had on the world, and Roger also talks with you about how you can balance your future and your today while still making an impact on the world.
One reason I like to bring you great interviews like the one you're going to hear today is because of the power in learning from others. Another great way to learn from others is through reading books. But if you're like most people today, you find it hard to find the time to sit down and read. And that's why today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Go to inspiredstewardship.com/audible to sign up, and you can get a 30-day free trial. There's over 180,000 titles to choose from, and instead of reading, you can listen your way to learn from some of the greatest minds out there. That's inspiredstewardship.com/audible to get your free trial and listen to great books the same way you're listening to this podcast.
Anyone who thinks retirement planning is boring clearly hasn't had a conversation with the retirement answer man and his not-so-alter ego, Roger Whitney. His fun, fresh perspective on money and life turns financial planning from something people need to do to something they can't wait to do. Roger breaks with traditional financial planning in asserting that there is no, quote, magic number or accurate retirement calculator. There is just you and your financial planner having the right conversations, finding confident answers to meaningful questions, and setting your priorities according to how you want to live and keep living your life long after you stop working. So over the last few weeks, Roger, we've been talking a lot about different ways of looking at the world. We've ended up, I think, with a pie cake and a multi-level teeter-totter that's got at least three levels of teeter-totter. So I don't know if we're going to end up with another teeter-totter this week. But if people really do want to make an impact, so we ended last week with finding your platform and speaking and learning your values and being able to communicate those. If somebody really wants to make what I call a dent in the universe, an impact of some way. And again, that doesn't necessarily mean have to be a worldwide platform. You don't have to invent Facebook. What are the top two or three principles or ideas that you think folks should focus on first to increase their impact?
The idea of having impact, I'm glad that you qualified it. Because I know in financial planning, people will go down these, you know, rabbit holes of, should I do a Roth conversion? And they start that. And one of my first questions is always, what are we trying to solve for, really? Mm-hmm. You know, we sometimes knowing what we're trying to optimize or solve for gets forgotten in the tactical considerations of having an impact. What does that mean? I don't know. I feel like I've had an impact because I have two amazing children. Absolutely. Changes the world.
I would include that in the list.
So I don't know how to answer that question other than some of the things that we talked about. I don't have any teeter-totters. Oh. I don't have any pie cakes. I'm full. Really understanding what you stand for. And I think that starts with one principle is knowing what your values are. Because your values, if you think of this like a project management exercise, and in our course in the Rock Retirement Club, we start here, is what are your values? Because your values represent how you want to live your life, right? How you express your values. So principle one is know what your values are, what you believe in. And then from there, create a strategy for how do you express those values and how you live. And then once you have a strategy for how you express those values for how you live, then you get down to the tactical ways that you implement the strategy. And so I think that's a healthy 1-2-3-step process for building more impact in the world. Because if you know what your values are, one of mine is adventure. My strategy is I like to be a participant, not a spectator. So I try to live that out. I try not to be on the couch, but to go do things. And tactically, I do that by going to Colorado for once a year, having multiple bikes and creating the opportunities to express it so I can be an adventure. By doing that, it intersects me with people. One, it obviously hopefully is a model for others as I live what I believe in. And I think modeling is one of the best ways to have an impact. People don't look at what you're doing, not what you're saying. So I think that's a good start.
As part of that, when we are going to go back to a teeter-totter, because one of the teeter-totters we talked about before is setting yourself up for the future while still living for today. Having that balance of living like you're retired already is the way you've described it. How does that play out in terms of the impact that we have and maybe even the legacies that we leave behind? And legacy there doesn't necessarily mean monetarily legacy, though it could.
So there is a lady in our Rock Retirement Club. So how does it play out? The last few weeks, I've sat here and talked about these concepts when it comes to retirement planning, but I think this sort of brings it home. How do you have an impact? Because I have a particular point of view and I've explored it for a period of time. We have this lady in the Rock Retirement Club, and she emailed me privately about travel. And so we had a conversation because I have Friday office hours where anybody can talk with me. And she was in her mid-60s, and we were talking about what she wanted to experience in life. And she expressed how she always wanted to go to Europe. It's one of the things that she's just always wanted to do, has never done it because she's been so busy. And then she talked about her plans to do it in 4 or 5 years. Right after that, she talked about her family. Her mother's blind. And her sister just recently, younger sister, had a issue where it's a genetic thing, and there are some signs that her sister was going down this path, her younger sister was going down this path, and she didn't know whether she had the same potential issue. And we had already established that she had more than enough money for life. So she had ample resources. And so the sequence of the conversation was, we have enough money for life. I've always wanted to do this. I'm going to do it 5-6 years from now. Oh, by the way, I have my mother's blind, my sister, younger sister, maybe going down this path, and I don't know if I am. And so I asked the obvious question, why aren't you going this year? And to her, it was like a light bulb. What? Really? And then so what we did, because she had never been to Europe, and we have 500 or so people in the club. So I had a meetup. She wanted to stay anonymous. So I had a meetup where I explained the situation and relayed the story, protecting privacy and the concern of she doesn't know what to do. And so together we had everybody chip in that had been to Europe, and we collected all the suggestions of places to go and services that you could potentially use and tips for packing and everything else. And we created a whole worksheet of a guide to going to Europe. And along with the group's encouragement for her to go express herself. And this is pre-COVID, by the way. And so she did it 3 months later, and I'm working and I'm checking my email, and I get this email from her with these pictures of her in London and then in Germany. And it brought tears to my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And I shared those things with the club. That's the kind of legacy I want. And I want to walk with wise people, because that's how you become wise. And I want to pay attention and help give perspective so people can lean in to the things that are important to them. Mm-hmm. So that's the kind of legacy I think of.
So let's unpack that a little bit more. If let's say that I have a magic button and I can send you 150 years into the future, and you get a chance to look back on your life, what impact do you hope you've actually had in the world? How would you describe it? Now we're in the easy questions, by the way.
That's not an easy question. I don't know if I've thought deeply about that. Honestly, Scott, I have some answers, but they feel arrogant.
No.
Right? I want to be a good husband. I want to be a good father. I want to be a good friend. I want to be a good steward with clients and with those in the club. I think that's enough. You know, the arrogant parts of it is I do, and it's actually have our company's value statements behind me. I want to change the perception of retirement. I think how retirement planning is done forces people down paths that make them sacrifice their life too much. Mm-hmm. And I think that is wrong. I think people can find much more balance and live more fully by doing financial planning and retirement planning differently. So if mm-hmm. I want to contribute to changing that because it's wrong.
So Roger, what's coming next for you as you continue on this journey to living out your call of changing the perception of retirement and changing the world, as well as, you know, what you just shared about being a good father, friend, husband, and so on?
So the next stage of our journey and what I'm supposed to be doing with my life is, from being a financial advisor and financial planner perspective, I work with a very small number of clients and I walk life with them. And that's where it needs to be. The next journey is, how do you fill the gap? Because right now, people that want to do financial planning or retirement planning, they aren't given a lot of easy choices. It's either do it all yourself and go read blogs and listen to podcasts and try to piece things together mm-hmm. off of the open internet, or go use a financial advisor, which can be very expensive. And most people, there's nothing in between there. And the problem right now that I see is that the internet and content has become one big infomercial. Everything is a sales cycle, trying, even every blog you read for the most part is always trying to lead you to something. So there's very little education and resources without a sales pitch attached to it. And so my next journey is the Rock Retirement Club, which I think fills the gap, because it's a safe place for people to walk a little bit of life together with people like them in the same season of life, get world-class education where nobody's trying to sell you anything, and have a place where they can ask questions so they can do the education to take action, and they can get assistance when they're confused, and then they can get inspiration and perspective from the community and the coaches we have. So that's my journey, because I think that's a big gap that people don't get access to.
You can find out more about Roger and what he does over on his website at rogerwhitney.com. He's also active on Twitter as Roger_Whitney, or you can find his podcast anywhere great podcasts are found under the Retirement Answer Man. I'll have links to all of this over in the show notes as well. Roger, is there anything else you'd like to share with the listener?
You got one shot at it. Don't waste your life. You can do it.
Thanks so much for listening to the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. As a subscriber and listener, we challenge you to not just sit back and passively listen, but act on what you've heard and find a way to live your calling. If you enjoyed this episode, please do us a favor.
go over to inspiredstewardship.com/iTunes rate, all one word, iTunes rate. It'll take you through how to leave a rating and review and how to make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so that you can get every episode as it comes out in your feed. Until next time, invest your time, your talent, and your treasures. Develop your influence and impact the world.